वृंदावन नंदपुर गामान तद अभिज्ञान पी भगवान तद अभिज्ञानो पी भगवान सर्वात्मा सर्वदर्शना सर्वात्मा सर्वदर्शना प्रास्यावंतो अप्रचत वृद्धां नंद पुरोगनाम तदभिज्ञानोऽपि भगवान् सर्वात्मा सर्वदर्शन प्रस्यान्वन्तो अपृच्छत् वृद्धानन्द पुरोगनाम् तदपि ज्ञानपि भगवान् सर्वात्मा सर्वदर्शना सर्वात्मा तो प्रचार पुरोगना तत्पि वपो भी भगवान् सर्वात्मा सर्वदर्शना सायो तंतु पच्चार पिता पुरुगमान तद्भी भगवान सर्वात्मा सर्वदर्शना पश्चाया तो प्रतिजत बुद्धा लेडीज तदपि भगवति भगवान सर्वात्मा सर्वदर्शन शातो हंतो प्रचार तंदा तो तरुगमा तदपि भगवति भगवान सर्वात्मा सर्वदर्शना तत् अभिज्ञान बीइंग इन फुल नॉलेज अबाउट इट अपि ऑल्दो भगवान द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड सर्व आत्मा द सुपर सोल विद इन एवरी वन्स हार्ट सर्वदर्शना द ओमनिसिएंट पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड प्राश्रय अवंत बाविंग डाउन हम्बली अप्रचत He inquired, Vridhan, from the elders, Nandapuru Gaman, headed by Maharaj Nanda. Translation, by the servants of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Being the omniscient super soul, the Supreme Lord Krishna, already understood the situation. Yet, he still humbly inquired from the elders, headed by his father, Nanda Maharaj. Please repeat. Being the omniscient super soul, the Supreme Lord Krishna, already understood the situation. Yet, he still humbly inquired from the elders, headed by his father, Nanda Maharaj. Purport. Lord Krishna was eager to to enact his pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill and defeating the false pride of Indra. And thus he cleverly inquired from his father about the eminent sacrifice. Om Jnanati Marandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavanscham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanostute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jai Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Prabhupada ki jai. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, as I said, 10th canto, which is the Mukharvind face of Lord Krishna. And this is considered by many authorities, both Vaishnavas and even surprisingly non-Vaishnavas. This chapter is considered one of the most important chapters in the 10th canto. This is the chapter number 24, entitled Worshipping Govardhan Hill. Question arises, what is the basis of making that statement that this is one of the most important chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam? The answer lies in Bhagavad Gita, which are the words actually spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Uvacha. Krishna himself tells Arjun three or four things. Number one, he says, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo viti tatvita tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. So what he says basically is that if you, he's telling Arjun, and it's also applicable to us, if we understand tatvata means in essence, the deep-rooted meaning, we understand, and not only understand, but we practice what we understand. Therefore, we imbibe within our whole soul the perfect knowledge of Krishna's divine appearance. Because it's janma karma cha me divyam. Divyam means transcendental, divine. Ours has never been divine. Ours has been a horrible birth. All of us. We are born in some labor room, crying with all blood and dirt and everywhere. When Krishna appeared in Mathura, he appeared with full regalia. He was beautifully decorated, forearmed, wonderfully clothed, having all the paraphernalia he had. Which child is ever born like that? No. Only he. Therefore, there is no one equal to or greater than Krishna. So, his divine appearance, one must understand. And secondly, very important, both together, his divine activities. Now, what happens if we understand and we imbibe within our soul, not only in this body, but the body will be burnt at the end of this life. But if we understand in the soul, deep down, this divine appearance of Krishna and the divine activities of Krishna, what is the result? Result is full 100% distinction success. Just now all these results have come out, and SSC and 12th standard and whatnot. There are some people who get 100% in one subject or the other subject. But here are two subjects, divine appearance and divine activities. If you get 100% in both, your going home to Godhead is guaranteed. By whom? By God Himself. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo viti tatvata taktva punarjanma daiti mam iti so Arjuna. And you don't have to come back again. Means you don't have to go to kindergarten school. You don't have to go to first standard, second standard. Then somebody, teacher will, I don't know, punish you or whatever. And you have to learn all again, A, B, C, D, and 1, 2, 3, 4, all that. You don't have to do all that stuff. It's very, very, very boring. You have to go home back to Godhead. We have come on this earth. We are sitting on earth. We are here in India, Bombay. By a pure reality, we are here. We are not like Mayavadis who say, oh, everything is illusion. No, we are here. We are definitely here. We are citizens. Many of us have passports of India to identify ourselves. But really, that is only the identity of the body. That's what the passport says. There's a photograph of your body. Where is your passport of your soul to go home back to Godhead? You need a visa. You need some document. You need some proof. So what you do need is stated by Lord Krishna himself, who is the immigration officer also, his expansion. If you have been abroad, most of you who have gone there, you know that there is an immigration officer. As soon as you enter into a country, and he says, passport, okay, you look here. But he's looking at your face only. In America, they'll take your thumbprint and your fingerprint and whatever print. But he's only taking a fingerprint only. Nobody is looking at your soul. But when you have to go home back to Godhead, you don't have any body left because it's burnt or buried or whatever. You only have the soul left. And the soul is carried on a carriage of the mind. The mind is the one which is the ratham, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Ratham how? Chanchala. Arjun answers to Krishna that the mind is very chanchal. Why is that? How is the mind created? The mind is also created originally by Krishna only. Marichi, now this is very important, you should know this. Marichi was created from the mind of Krishna. Okay? Just try to understand. Marichi was created from the mind of Krishna. Govardhan, whom we are talking about right here, was actually a personality like you and me. And he was created by who? Where? From where? From the heart of Lord Krishna. So if you are talking of Govardhan, you are talking about the heart of Krishna. Okay? Is that clear? Alright. So, in English language, it's very often said, get to the heart of the thing. Isn't it? Get to the substance, the real essence. And you get into the heart of a Krishna. I mean, what more you want than that? Right? And that is Govardhan. So that is the importance and essence of Govardhan. Govardhan was a personality. Krishna told all his colleagues in Golok Vrindavan that the time is up. I have to go to this earth planet. Janmashtami is coming, all of you know, 28th of August, 12 midnight. Here again, we are meeting for Janmashtami, celebrating Janmashtami. But the original Janmashtami was some 5,000, I don't know, 100 and some 40 years. It's in my diary. So I got it from the Bhandarkar Institute in Pune, from Dattatreya Panchang. That's where the proof is. Because anything one speaks at a Vyas Asan, sitting on a Vyas Asan, must have Praman. Praman means proof. Prabhupada has taught us that. One should not talk anything which does not have proof. So, if you go to a place called Bhandarkar Institute in Pune, it's a very famous institute. I've been there, obviously, to find this. Because I was told that there is Dattatreya, it's expansion of Lord Vishnu. Dattatreya Panchang. Panchang means actually like a calendar of the past, present and future. Only God would know, right? Dattatreya would know. So there it is stated the exact date of Lord Krishna's appearance. This stated also about Ramchandraji's appearance, stated about Varaha's appearance, all the expansions of Lord Vishnu. But Krishna is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Bhagavatam says so. Now, 4.9 said, which shloka? Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. So, we are here today on 25th of August, Sunday morning, 2013. Who's going to give the ticket to go home back to Godhead? I am going to give you. Okay? That's my job. That's my duty. Once you reach, the immigration officer expansion of Krishna will ask you, what do you know? Who are you? What is the answer? Don't say you are Mr. So-and-so, so-and-so. Because that Mr. So-and-so, so-and-so is already burnt on earth. Right? I am a pure soul. Repeat, I am a pure soul. I am a Vaishnava. I am a disciple of Radhanath Maharaj, in my case, somebody else, maybe a disciple of someone else. We are followers of Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Immediately we are given entrance. Okay, go in. Haribol. But before that happens, we have to understand the second part also. The first part, incidentally, I have explained many times, but and it's available in this book downstairs. It's called Kalisantaropanishad, a small booklet. The first article I had written, I think, in 1978 or something like that. This was about the divine appearance of Lord Krishna. Yes. This was in the Hare Krishna Journal of Juhu. We used to have a monthly magazine. And I was asked to write an article. And I had written the whole article. No, sorry. This was on 24th February 2000, appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj in 2000 AD, had written this article. It's available downstairs in the shop. So you can repeatedly read the divine appearance of Lord Krishna. Now, I started by saying that this chapter number 24 is very important. Why? Because all the acharyas have stated this Lord Krishna whom you see there. The dark-colored, black-colored young man. That's Krishna. And he is the carrier of Govardhan left hand, not even right hand. Okay? There he is. You can see that. You can see? You can see Krishna? Haribol. You must learn to see Krishna. Because don't get shocked or surprised when you see him eventually. Get used to seeing him. Get used to remembering him. Get used to pray him. Get used to work for him. Get into his seva. So, in the chapter of number 24, Govardhan Hill, appearance of Govardhan Hill, and worshipping Govardhan Hill, there is this divine activity of the Lord at its zenith, at its peak. Is that clear to everyone? Zenith means peak. The best. Uttam. The finest display of Lord Krishna's divine activity is at the time of lifting and worshipping the Govardhan Hill. That is why this chapter is the most important in the whole of Bhagavatam. Not only the 10th canto. It's in fact the most important thing in the world, ever in your life. Because you understood first the divine appearance of the Lord, and now you are understanding the divine worshipping and appearance of Govardhan. So we said, Govardhan is emanating from the heart of Lord Krishna. Correct? How it happened, you know, in Golok Vrindavan, before Krishna came here 5,000 odd years ago, appeared in this world, he told Govardhan, Govardhan, yes, my Lord, I have to go down to this earth. My God, Govardhan said, it was Mrityulok. Why? Mrityulok. Everybody dies there. It's a horrible place. Everything dies there. You build a nice, beautiful house, within a few years, that house is destroyed, gone. Isn't it? Every person dies here. Every animal dies here. Every bird dies here. Every insect dies here. Every plant, tree, everything dies here. Would you like to go to a place where everything dies? Krishna says, what to do? These poor jivatmas are there in this world, earth. I have to go to save them. I have to show my divine appearance. I have to show my divine activities to take them back home to Godhead. Govardhan told Krishna at that time, but do they really deserve it? He says, everyone deserves, because they are my part and parcel. Look at that love Krishna has for us. You all know, staying in Bombay, that not far from here, there is a place called Arthur Road Jail. Put up your hand, one of you. Has any one of you been in there? Has anybody been inside there? Whose hand is up? Mine. The two of us had been there. Myself and my colleague Mahaprabhu Das. Under the strongest instruction of, at that time, Kirtanand Swami. I said, Maharaj, I've got a Mercedes car. You want me to go in that car to jail? Yes. Oh my God. But who will allow me inside the jail? He says, everybody is allowed inside the jail. You just do a small bad thing, they'll put you in jail. I said, I'm not prepared to do that, because then my record will be spoiled. I will go and ask the superintendent of jail. Who's the superintendent of jail of this earth? Anybody knows? Durga Devi. Perfect. So there is a superintendent of jail. At that time, there was one police chief called Singapore. A.C. Singapore. Not A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. But A.C. Singapore. Not Abhay Charan. I'm sure it was something else. Here we are, the two of us. And I said, what will you do inside, Maharaj? I asked Kirtanand Swami at that time. He said, preach to them. Tell them the world is a jail and they are in a jail within a jail. It's like a dog having a flea and that flea having a flea. You understand? Supposing a dog has a flea, no? A big flea. And that flea also, there is a small flea sitting on it, eating the blood of that flea. So this jail ke andar dusra jail hai. And explain to them how to get out of that jail and how to get out of this big jail also. That was the instruction given to us. This was more than, 25 years ago. So very reluctantly, you can imagine, the two of us went to jail. Bombay's biggest jail, called Arthur Road Jail. We knocked. And they said, Kaya Tula, Marathi Madhi. You know, because they are used to that very tough language. Mala jail madhi aaye chai. Are? Suni kaya kela? What have you done? Why do you want to go to jail? Betai chai tumche se. जेल का मालिक है क्या? नहीं इतने तो इसी सिंगापुर आए साहब आए बरा माला बेटा ही चाहे आई वांट टू मीट हिम ओके सो दे अलाउड अस इन आई वाज सरप्राइज्ड एंड ही वाज इक्वली सरप्राइज्ड व्हाई यू हैव कम हियर ही यूज्ड द वर्ड जेंटलमैन बिकॉज़ दैट टाइम आई हैड अ व्हाइट सफारी सूट एंड महाप्रभु हैड व्हाट ब्लैक कलर्ड कोट ऑफ द लॉयर. Because from there he went straight to court to plead his case. He had beat bag, we had a big projector, movie, we had to show a film, we had nice books, we had kartal, we had mrudang, everything. And then I told that we have to show this film. We have come here to entertain your jailbirds. We have come here to explain how to get out of jail. Kai? What? No, no. After they finish the sentence, but never to come back again. Ah, te barai, but that I agree with. Good, good. And then, even for you, sir, you are in jail. Yes, yes, I know I am the superintendent of this jail. No, 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 no. This whole world is a jail, and how to get out of this jail. And he was intelligent. He immediately said, oh, tava to barai, saglela mi bolavto. I am calling everybody, all the wardens and everybody. Ward, Rojavutana, Chota police, everybody. Believe me, we were so happy. They were so happy because we also distributed prasad. For that, they were most happy. And then, at the end, we distributed. Otherwise, they would have eaten and gone. So, what happened? They understood. This was the shloka I had taken. Janma karma cha me divyam. And they said, Ata tumi kava parat yenar? When are you coming back to jail? I said, my God, they are inviting us. What an invitation. So I told Mahaprabhu, what shall we do? He says, we'll go back. 7 times we went to jail. 7 times. In that same day. Then, that gentleman, Singapore, told me, ye to thik hai. Tumi dugri jail la bhi jao na. Are bapre. So we were demoted from a big jail to a small jail. Dugri jail is for juveniles, for little children below 18 years of age. He said, if you can teach this to children, when they grow up, they won't do things which will make them come to me in this big jail. I said, that's a very good idea. So after those 7 days, we went to the small jail. And we gave reports. In those days, you know, Kirtan Swami used to insist, give me a report every day. So I had to give a report, what we did, what happened, and all that. It went by telex. Today we have email. So you've understood that we have to get out of this jail, the big jail. So we have to understand very thoroughly this chapter. Now, I have got time up to 10 o'clock, but I am going to exceed it. I know it today. Usually I stop, you know. And then everybody complains to me when I am going out. Why did you stop so early? So today I'll finish this matter. Once and for all, as they say in Hindi, khatam kar denge. Ek baar ye jindagi khatam kar denge. Apne ko go home back to God. So now, Lord Krishna promises 100% liberation. Liberation means mukti. Mukti from birth, death, old age, disease. Remember, mukti means no more birth, no more death. If there is no birth, there is no death. If there is no birth, there is no disease. Janma karma, there is a birth, death, old age and disease. If there is no birth, then there is no disease. The spiritual world, you don't have these 4 things. No janma, there is no birth, there is no death, there is no old age, there is no disease. It is only in this material world. Krishna promises this, if you understand these 2 things. So this is the first stage. Getting liberated is the first stage. First thing is self-realization. Who am I? I am soul. I am not this body. Second thing we have to realize is, who is God, who is Krishna, that you can realize by Janma Karma Chame Divyam. Third thing is, what is our goal, what are we supposed to get? So nobody does anything in this world unless he is going to get something. Correct? So what are we going to get? First step, we are going to get liberation. Second step, after getting liberated, there are 2 passages, this way or that way. One way, which we don't want to go, is just go to Brahman and come back. No. We don't want to come back. We want to go in the other way. We want to go to Golok Vrindavan, which is the topmost planet, associated with Lord Chaitanya. Golok Vrindavan is in 3 parts. Remember that. The topmost part of Golok Vrindavan is a huge part known as Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna, Radharani, the Sakhis, it's just like this. Exactly like this. This is a replica of Golok Vrindavan. Okay? The other part of Golok Vrindavan is on the left. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Just like Mayapur. You've all been to Mayapur? Yeah. So you know Mayapur. Then you know what is it like in Golok Vrindavan, the Mayapur section of Golok Vrindavan. Everybody's been to Vrindavan? So you know what is the Vrindavan section of Golok Vrindavan. And the other side of Vrindavan, the third side, is the Vrindavan of Golok, is where you can associate with pure devotees only. If some of you are interested to listen to Bhagavatam, you still just, you are addicted to it. That's where you have a quiet place to keep on associating more and more with devotees. Just imagine, in those 7 days, I can tell you that, after that I was told by Singapore, which we visited again actually, the anger and the misbehavior amongst the inmates of the big jail, Arthur Road jail, had cooled down actually. I was surprised how much they had become sober. Because they realized, and they had eaten prasad, you see. These two things had made them change. We started by seeing about Marichi. Marichi was the mind child from Krishna. But unfortunately, he had 6 bad children also. What are the 6 bad children of Marichi? Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, Matsa. They are the 6 bad children of... That is why these 6 things, whatever is in Krishna, no, in a very small form, it is in us also. Correct? We are part and parcel of Krishna. There is an ocean right here, just 500 feet away. Isn't it? The Indian Ocean, Arabic Sea. Whatever is in that vast ocean, if you take a spoon of water and analyze it in the microscope and so on, the same chemical property is there in the drop of water as in the ocean. Correct? So we are like the drop of ocean water. Means we are part and parcel of Krishna. So whatever is in Krishna, those qualities are also in us. So if Marichi came from Krishna's mind, a little tiny Marichi came from our mind also. And that child of that little fellow, Marichi, is the lust, anger, greed, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, illusion, mother, false, mad pride, and envy, mother. These 6 came into our mind also when we were born. You've seen little children. They get so angry suddenly. The big child takes away the toy of a small child. You just see what happens. It's a maramari. Right there in your own house. You see, children fight with each other. Brother, sister who are supposed to be loving to each other. No, they fight. Because of that Marichi's children. They are in the mind. And then they need food. Even the mind needs food. And where does the food come from? The food comes from what you eat. There are 2 parts of what you eat. The gross part and the subtle part. The gross part goes to the bones, the flesh, and the blood, etc., etc. And the subtle part of the food goes to the brain, to the mind. Now, the subtle part of the food which you eat, I'll explain. Beer. Anybody here has drunk beer? I'm sure there has been a few of us. Okay? Wine, beer, whiskey, whatever. Vodka. I have tasted all 4. I must confess in front of you when I was in college in England. Because that's what Britishers do all the time. All the time. Every day. So you become like what you associate with. You are right now associating with devotees here. You'll all become milk drinkers. So there, after drinking 2-3 glasses of wine, you can imagine what happens to your brain. Marichi becomes strong. Because he's got the food. The subtle part of the wine is affecting the mind. The subtle part of beer or whiskey or whatever is the food for that mind. Is that clear to everyone? Alright. So, Krishna says, he has given you divine food. And there is subtle part of that divine food also, which is improving the brain. So, the bad elements, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsa, they get killed, they get finished. Materially, you are or if you keep eating only prasadam. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Priyachati. Offer it with love and devotion to me, it becomes divine food. Means prasad. Let us go deep into the subject of how to become 100% Krishna conscious. So if you are 100% Krishna conscious, you'll get 100% result. First, Indra, the king of the heavenly planet, who's the other big player in this Govardhan Hill Leela, he has a wife called, anybody know Indra's wife's name? Sachi Mata. Sachi. I keep Mata because, you know, this, we are used to it, but Sachi. And though Indra had such a wonderful wife called Sachi, really beautiful lady, what did Indra do? He broke all four regulative principles. Can you imagine? The topmost means king of the heavenly planet. He is a devotee of Krishna. He prays to Krishna, please help me, please help me. The Hiranyakashipu is killing me. Hiranaksha is doing this. This fellow is doing this. So Vishnu himself comes to help him. You see? So he's such a devotee that he can get Krishna or Vishnu to help him. And yet he did these four things, breaking of these four principles. Now what does Krishna do? He doesn't kill him. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya. Krishna says in the fourth chapter, right? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadadadam sajami aham. I appear. By his very appearance, the devotee's sins are cleared. Okay. Because they recognize that this is Krishna. The asuras don't recognize. Okay. This is in 4.7. We did 4.9 already. So I'm going back. 4.7. And what does 4.8 say? Paritranam sadunam vinashaya duskritam. Now this vinashaya duskritam can be the mind also. You see? So Indra's, he didn't kill Indra. Krishna didn't kill Indra for all that he did. All nonsense he did. Just like a madman who's drunk. He actually went totally berserk. Started throwing huge amount of rain as if coming from the trunk of an elephant. You've seen elephants, all of you? You've seen the trunk and you've seen water coming out of the elephant. Itna to barish ka, every rain drop was like that. Can you imagine? That's what he did. And when he was going too far, he was trying to throw his lightning bolt. What did Krishna do? He just looked up and he froze him. He went into deep freeze. Haath aisa reh gaya, bolt idhar hi reh gaya. And his, all his colleagues froze. That is what is stated by Vyasadeva in Brahma Vaivarata Purana. I will come to that in a minute. Krishna goes to any extent to protect his devotees. And that is what is proven in this Govardhan Hill Leela. He went out of his way, lifted a whole mountain, protected all his devotees of Vrindavan. He even forgave Indra when Indra really with his heart and soul cried to Krishna. And he didn't come alone. Indra was damn smart. You know, Indra is bound to be smart. I mean, to be king of heaven is not an easy job. Or easy to become a king like that. He took Surabhi in front. Because Krishna is too kind to Surabhi. See? When you go to meet the President of India or Prime Minister or Chief Minister or whoever it is, whom do you take? Somebody who is very friendly to that Prime Minister or Chief Minister. You must put him in front. And you should go behind him. Correct? That is the intelligent thing to do. That is what Indra did later. When he realized that I made a big mistake. Now, one more thing I want to tell you is, there are six things actually, one lessons you learn. He gives loving devotional service to all his devotees, even if they have made a mistake. He forgives them immediately. We are a little bit difficult. We don't forgive people very easily. If somebody done something wrong to us, I have seen men do not forgive their own brother and sister also. Sometimes they don't forgive their own children also. I've seen. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna forgave immediately. He said to Indra, never mind. But in future don't do this again. He shows to the world that only he can do certain things. Lifting a mountain like that, nobody could do. You know, one person tried. Anybody knows who tried to lift a mountain? Ravan. Correct. Which mountain? Kailash. Then what happened? Lord Shiva got angry and he pushed it down and Ravan's hand got crushed under the mountain. Indra also got angry. Did Govardhan crush Krishna's finger? No. That's the difference. Because Ravan tried to copy, imitate. You follow my point? What do the asus do? Are kya hai? Bhagwan hai kya? Hum bhi uske bada hai. I am also as good as God. They always say like that. In fact, they are atheists. They don't believe in God. They say, I am only God. Okay. So this is what Ravan had done. He was the only one who had lifted a mountain, actually, if anybody questioned. But he got into trouble. Whereas Krishna didn't get into trouble, he removed the trouble. So that is why there is no one equal to or greater than Krishna. Okay. Now the next point is that when you die, this is a very important point. When you die, anybody in your family, you have all had some family member die, correct? Your father, mother, whatever, whoever, grandfather, grandmother, somebody died. 1 second before the death of that person, the wife is saying, my beloved husband, what would you like? Would you like tulsi? Would you like water, gangajal? Wo sab bolte. Hai na? There is love and affection still for that 1 second before death. There is a relationship. And then, there's a name also they may call out. The brother may call the brother's name and so on. 1 second later the person dies. Okay, what happens? Arre bhai, ye body ko nikalo. Arre, ye to tera baap hai, tera bhai hai, this is your husband. That becomes a body. No name, nothing. Arre bhai, jaldi ko ambulance bulao ya ye to baas marega sarir. We want it out. Look at that. Relationship is so temporary in this world. But Krishna's relationship is not like that. It is permanent. Eternal. That is the difference between this world and Golok Vrindavan. Relationship in Golok Vrindavan is eternal, permanent. And Krishna shows it by his action in worshipping Govardhan. He's telling everyone there that you, me, are related to each other eternally. So I'll help you anytime, any day, day or night, 7 days even, I will not eat or sleep, nothing but I'll hold this mountain up. Ravan only held for a few seconds, huh? Remember. Moment he lifted the Kailash, Lord Shiva got disturbed. Actually first Parvati got disturbed as usual. Women can get disturbed more easily. Men say, arre, koi baat nahi hai. She said, what? Koi baat nahi hai. My whole house is going up and down. Because women are attached too much to their home. So, Parvati told Shiva, what is this fellow doing, Ravan of yours? Is your devotee or what? Shiva might have thought, I'm a little bit of my old speculation. He's trying to elevate me. But no, he's not trying to elevate you. He's trying to throw you down. So, because women have got more practical sense in certain ways. Especially on the negative side. Koi kharab karta hoga aapka, so women will immediately make out. They'll say, no, he's not your friend. He's your enemy. The first thing they will tell, my wife always tells. My mother also used to tell my father. I remember that. So, women are more practical in that sense. So, here is a case where Krishna is always your friend. He is never going to do anything which is not in your interest. So these are the six things which Krishna demonstrates by this Govardhan Leela. Okay, which are the six? Let's go over it again carefully. One, Indra was a very important servant of Krishna and he had to solve this. He wanted to continue. Indra wanted to continue as king. Krishna also wanted him to continue as king of heavenly planet. But he wanted to remove that for regulative principles which he had broken. How? I'll explain. What had happened was, Gautama Muni had a beautiful wife. Anybody remember the name of that lady? Ahalya, correct. And what happened? That this fellow, Indra, you know, illicit sex. Men have that problem. So, and he is king of heaven, so he had a lot of problems of that nature. And he saw this beautiful lady, and he saw, was waiting in the bush. When this Gautama Muni left his premises, he was absolutely a duplicate Gautama Muni. Okay? And he came into the hut. Ahalya said, "Oh, Swami, you have come back so soon?" "Yes, yes, yes, I'll go later on." And he started saying, "You are the most beautiful," and this, that, you know, the usual thing. Men tell lies, of course. And they know how to please a woman. And the woman, this case, she realized that this fellow is not my husband. She realized because she was a sati. And yet, she accepted him and had sexual relationship. Here is Gautama Muni doing his sandhya, and he said, "Oh my God, batti jal gaya. What is this?" Because he had one of the 10 minor siddhis also. There are 8 main siddhis. Ashita, Prakriyamya, Vashita, where you are the lightest of the light, Vahima, Ganima, Lagima, all these are 8 major siddhis. It's there in Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead book. And there are 10 minor siddhis also. Surprisingly, the names our government has copied. Durdarshan, Durashravan, and so on and so forth. So he could see Durdarshan. Other person was seeing things. Durdarshan was Sanjay. He actually told Dhritarashtra everything what happened in Kurukshetra, sitting in Delhi. What we call now Delhi, it's Hastinapur. So, he came back very angry, Gautam Rishi. He said, "Indra, you rascal." And Indra was running away, you know, his dhoti all wet and dry, loose and all that, useless fellow. He was trying to run away because he was going to be cursed. And he did get cursed. I don't know how to say it in public, but anyway, his curse was very, very bad. And finally, his curse, all eyes came onto his body. So, and Ahalya became a stone. And later on, it was Ramchandraji's lotus feet came on that stone, and Ahalya became again cleaned up. Means she became like a proper lady again. And went back, because that was Gautama Rishi's curse. That only when Lord's lotus feet touches you, you'll be cleansed of the sin and you'll come back home. So it's very important, you see, why we talk of the lotus feet of the Lord. Now you understood? Why lotus feet of the Lord is important? Lotus feet of the Lord cleanses us. That is why we are always praying to the lotus feet of the Lord. Lotus means it's very clean. Even a bad drop or a clean drop of water will slide away. It will always remain clean. So, in Lord's feet also, so many people are going to Lord's lotus feet, all dirty people. But the Lord's feet are always clean. Okay? This is the proof. Ramayana, Ramchandraji's feet, lotus feet. All right. So, he had done illicit sex. You know what is somras. Somras is a heavenly liquor. He was drinking alcohol. So, that is also breach of illicit sex. Indra was playing gambling games also. Speculation. That is also broken relationship. What is that? Illicit sex, gambling is one. And then he went hunting, eating meat. So, all the regulative principles were broken by this devotee. So, King Krishna said, "No way I am going to allow this devotee to be impure and be king of the heavenly planet." So, he cleansed actually all these material diseases of Indra. At the same time, he removed the 6 anarthas in Indra's mind. Why? And what's the proof? Because Indra then associated with the purest devotee, Surabhi. Indra realized ki maine guna kiya hai. I have made a mistake. I have made a sin. And then he left all his other buddies who were drunkards and speculators or whatnot. And he associated with a pure devotee, Surabhi. Okay. So this is another lesson from the Govardhan hill, worshipping the Govardhan hill. Now, the other important thing is, Krishna is, of course, as you know, very smart. He asked his father very humbly, look at this. What a nice way he's asking. Because he's demonstrating, in Bhagavad Gita also he says, what is that shlok, famous shlok, where if you want to ask questions, you have to ask your guru very sevaya. Wonderful. So, if you want to ask any question to anybody, you don't go up to the person and say, hey man, tell me this. I mean, he'll feel offended. Even here it says, he still humbly inquired from the elders. Now, I want to tell you at this stage, I went and did a little research, okay? So, this is a famous book. It's called Brahma Vaivarta Puran. Now, in this book, it's stated that on that particular day, those Yajnik Brahmanas, you all remember the previous chapter? Who that Krishna Balaram told their friends, please ask for food from them. Then it was actually the ladies, the wives of the Brahmanas who gave them that. But the Brahmanas were very, very mentally tied up with that yagya, yagya, yagya. They were ritualistic, you see. Karma kanda, correct. What happened? At the end of that chapter, everybody knows, they started cursing themselves. We are such fallen. Our wives are much better. They served Krishna. We forgot to serve Krishna. Okay. Next day morning, they've forgotten their own thing. Next day morning. This is called habit. Once you are habituated to a certain thing, these fellows, who Nanda Maharaj and the whole group of them, called the same fellows, the same Yajnik Brahmanas. That is stated by Chakravarti Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one of our great acharyas. He says, in his commentary, he called those same Brahmanas, Nanda Maharaj. Yes, we are ready to do Karma Kanda again. That means like an elephant having a bath, then at the end of the bath, they throw all the mud on themselves only, become dirty again. So the same Brahmanas were doing the yajna for Indra. So Krishna also wanted to teach a lesson to those Brahmanas. Arey Baba, ek bar kiya, maaf, dusri bar karta hun. Once and for all, get rid of this problem of yours. Okay. So this also, when Krishna does something, no, he does 100 things, satisfies millions of people at one time. And when we do something, we may maximum satisfy 1 person or 2 people or 3 people. Okay. Don't say because you pay income tax, you are satisfying all millions of government officials. It's a fact. But that is because you are part and parcel of Krishna. But the fact of the matter is, Krishna actually straightened out the Brahmanas also. Once and for all. Okay. How he did that, you know? He praised them publicly. He told that instead of giving this huge amount of beautiful prasadam was prepared for whom? Whose flag was flying? You know that? There was a big flag made there. And there was a flag of Indra, like we have got, you know, orange, white, green, with a blue chakra, India's flag, on top of, I don't know, Everest or somewhere. So, on the top of the whole thing, Indra's flag was put. Krishna said, Arey Baba, this is from my heart, Govardhan, and you put this flag there? Ye kya bakwas baat hai? You understood now? This is very important. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the owner of everything. And yet, this little Johnny, he comes and puts his flag there. Indra. Ye kya baat hai? How can that be allowed? Okay? So, actually it is mentioned in one of the Shastras that Indra put his flag there. I am not making this up. It is there in the Shastra. Alright? So, and then, all these Brahmanas, what they did, you know, whom they called? Gargamuni, Gautama Muni, the same Gautama Muni, poor fellow. He was invited there also, after Indra did all this. Then Kanva, Sobhari, Yajnavalka, Rishi Shringa. Rishi Shringa is the same one who was the son-in-law of Dashrath, whose daughter was married, no? Shanta. Shanta, no? Dashrath's daughter. Sister, elder sister of Ramchandraji. Then Bharadwaj, Krishna Deipanya, Vyas was there also. Jamini was there, Maitre was there. Parasar Muni, father of Ved Vyasji, was also there in that yagya. And even they did not stop it. Can you imagine? Indra putting his flag on top of that Govardhan. Hare Bapre. So Krishna still maintained his etiquette with his elders. And he asked very politely, humbly, what is Baba means? He was telling Nanda Maharaj, what is the advantage of doing this for this yagya for Indra? Is it for your body's sake or is it for your eternal soul's sake? So Nanda Maharaj first thought, this is a small boy, what he'll understand, this very complicated subject. But then Krishna asked a very beautiful way again. And Balramji was also there with him, because Balram is the original guru. So he also asked, Baba, is this yagya an ancient tradition or is it in the Shastra somewhere? That's when Nanda Maharaj got alarmed. All the brahmanas started thinking. Nowhere in the Shastra it is mentioned that you have to do yagya for Indra. It is a tradition, my dear son, Nanda Maharaj said. If we do this yagya, we'll get rain, because Indra is in charge of rain. But Krishna knew that Indra is not in charge of anything. He gives the power and authority to Indra. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, isn't it, about the rain, I send the rain, if you satisfy me. So, just like a postman coming and giving a check of 1 lakh rupees, supposing you have somebody sends you 1 lakh rupees. It's not that the postman wrote the check from his pocket, he has paid 1 lakh. Indra has not paid from his pocket for the rain. He has only delivered the rain. He's a delivery boy, as they say. Maaf karna Indra. So, but the fact of the matter is that. That's what Krishna says. Half my name is Indra also, Narindra. But anyway, my mother must have thought that I'm wonderful, but I'm not. So, the fact of the matter is, Indra was angry because Krishna was asking these questions. Indra is smart. He said, he's asking all these questions because he wants to virtually dethrone me. Indra gets very disturbed when somebody tries to belittle him or dethrone him. And then Nanda Maharaj said the truth. This is traditional. Indra is delivering. Nice grass is grown by the rainfall. And therefore we all are satisfied, the cows are satisfied, they get green grass and all that. Krishna said, no, no, no. He didn't say at that time that I send the rain. But he said, it's your good karma. By your good karma, you'll get rain. Otherwise you'll not get rain. Everything in this world is based on law of karma. So, all this is being heard by these great acharyas who were sitting there, huh? Great sages. And hundreds of brahmanas were cooking. Krishna told at that stage what finally convinced the brahmanas. He said, half of whatever we are cooking must be offered to the brahmanas and their families. He was thinking of the ladies who fed him. Because remember, Krishna, if you do just 1 inch or 1 centimeter, you approach Krishna, he'll go miles to you, kilometers to you. If you give him some small thing, no, he'll give you lots in return. So you are not a loser. When the Brahmin ladies gave all that food prasadam to Krishna's friends and for Krishna and Balram, that is why half of what was offered to Govardhan was given to the Brahmin families. Okay. So that is another. Whenever Krishna does something, multiple benefits are given to multiple people who are positive with him. And equally negative, he gives multiple negative things for those who are negative, like Hiranyakashipu. He gave multiple problems with multiple nails. So that is how Krishna acts. You must know how he acts. That is why divyam karma. It's karma divyam. Then when Krishna finally started speaking, Nand Maharaj realized that there is something wrong. So he agreed to switch from the yajna for Indra to yajna for Govardhan. But Indra was intoxicated at the time. I told you already. He didn't realize what had happened. Okay. After the yajna was over, everything was over, they were getting ready to go home from Govardhan to back to Vrindavan. That is when Indra woke up, according to our acharyas. And that is when he started sending all the rain and all that. Devastating rain. Alright. And that is when Krishna lifted the whole Govardhan. For him, lifting the Govardhan was like a child lifting a small mushroom. That is what the statement is in the Bhagavatam. So this is what is about Govardhan Hill. There is, of course, Garga Muni also, the great Acharya, he also has said something wonderful in this particular context. Why did Lord Krishna lift Govardhan Hill as a child playfully lifts a mushroom? He says that because he wanted to teach a lesson to his father. His father thought, and he actually answered Krishna like this, Nanda Maharaj said, worship of Indra brings both sense gratification and liberation. Without it, one cannot be happy in the world. Krishna says, no. Indra has no authority to give liberation. Only Krishna has authority to give liberation. He tells, when Krishna heard the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Indra and the other demigods enjoy living in Swargalok because of their past karma. When their good karma is exhausted, they will again enter the world of humans. Please understand that worshipping them does not bring liberation. There is no point in praying to any demigod for liberation. Please only pray to Krishna for liberation. It's the second step. First step is you have to realize who we are. Second step is to realize who is God. Then our relation, sambandha. You know the three steps we have to do. Anybody knows the three Sanskrit words? Sambandha first. Abhidaya and Prayojana. Okay? Stated by Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So once you understand our sambandha relationship, then you should know what we are supposed to do. And third is the result of all this is developing pure love of God. Pure love of God can only develop if you know who is God. How can you develop a pure love of anybody whom you don't know? Supposing there's a nice young girl and a nice young man and they've never met, they've never heard about each other, they don't know anything about each other. How are they going to fall in love? It's not possible. It's only if they meet each other, they understand their minds, they do something which is pleasant to each other, they give each other gifts, pleasantries are exchanged, you understand more about their family, your family, then only love will develop. Correct? That is why this 10th chapter is very important. 10th canto also. Because then you can develop the love of God. Without this 10th canto, you cannot develop the love of God. Not possible. I have read Quran, I have read the Holy Bible. They do not have this depth of information, knowledge, in any of these books. They have got like pocket dictionary. This is an encyclopedia. It's a big difference. And that is why I've got three books in my library. Why Jesus Christ came to India, to Jagannath Puri and Banaras to learn. And after that, because they have missed in the whole of Holy Bible, I went to Bethlehem, Jerusalem to study this. And I asked so many people there also. They said, we don't know where he was from the age of 12 to 22. Thus all missing in the whole of Bible. Bible mein hai nahi, anything about Jesus Christ. And those are the most important 10 years for any child or young man. Because that's when he learns from the age of 10 to 22. Isn't it? Where was he? So research has been done. It has been found he came to India to learn, because India is the only place. Because Lord himself appeared in India, Bharatvarsh, not only as Ramchandraji, Krishna and so on. So you must be happy that we are all, most of you are Indians here, I am sure 90%, 99%, that we are born in Bharatvarsh. That's what Prabhupada says. He was himself born in Calcutta. So this is a gift we have received. Durlabha manava janama satsange. It's durlabha, it's very, very difficult to get birth in India. It's surprising, but it's a fact. But now that we've got it, let's make the best use of this bad bargain. Prabhupada's words. We've got a bargain, we made a bargain, now let's make the best use of it. How do we make the best use? By studying very thoroughly this Bhagavatam, particularly learn the importance of Janma Karma Chame Divyam. Secondly, we'll just summarize, associate only with devotees, as Indra then shifted his axis and went away from his buddies who were drinkards and all that to Sarabi. Then third, always chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just by chanting this holy name of the Lord, you can go home back to Godhead. Fourth, always eat prasadam. You can make a small Govardhan. We will be doing, no? Govardhan Puja also. So offer to Govardhan is the heart of Lord Krishna, Govardhan. And fifth, daily read the scriptures, this Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, associate with devotees, and have in your own home a small temple. Because what is mandir? I told you, the man has got these six problems. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, patsa. So man ko saaf karne ka hai. We want to clean it. Therefore you come to the mandir. That's why mandir is important. Why not have it in your own home? In your own bedroom? Because even when you are sleeping, it will start cleaning. You see, then you will get good dreams at least, instead of bad dreams. Okay, so these are the results, and this is the importance of this worshipping Govardhan. I'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any questions or comments? Yes, please. Mike.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, you referred to Indra, and for whatever reasons the regulative principles are broken. So it also happens many times that we may do it or we may associate with others who have done it. So what should our approach, be towards
it
that?
It happened person? Once, I was in New Vrindavan, and one very, very important devotee, I won't give his name, he was one of the right-hand men of Kirtanand Swami. He was doing all the construction work and all that. A very, very important man. And he had broken one of the regulative principles. And he confessed. That's the main thing. That when you open it, that's the first step. You have to acknowledge that you have done this mistake. Two things you have to do. This is what the parampara says. One, you have to increase the number of rounds you are chanting. So if you are doing minimum 16 rounds, 32 rounds. Double it. That's what it is. Number two, serve the devotees. Because instead of serving that, your mind diverted you to serve. You drank alcohol or you went somewhere wrong. Then shift your axis to serve the devotees. The moment you serve devotees, the devotees will only, like Surabhi, devotees will only help you. Nobody else will help. It's not possible. I mean, just imagine we were sent to jail and we agreed. Okay. So, because we had to help them. Okay. Haribo. Any other questions, comments? Yes, please. Prabhuji is there. And Mataji is also. Ladies first. Prabhuji, bear minute. Mandarati ne? Okay. Aramti, Aramti. In Bombay, we speak Marathi and Gujarati, both simultaneously. Where is the mic for the lady?
It's there.
Mic what? Oh, you are going to. Okay, young lady first. Tell me.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, my question was that when we talk about Indra, when we look at, he's breaking four regulative principles, and if we are not breaking, somewhere a superiority complex comes in, which is a hurdle in becoming humble. So how is it that, how to understand that, you know, such great devotees who can see the Lord are breaking regulative principles, and we are not breaking, so somewhere we don't want that superiority to be there within us, that we are better than Indra, you know. So what to do for this?
Glorious question. Very nice question. You see, this element of pride, you know, there is an English saying, pride cometh before the fall. So, you have to, like Prabhupada himself, no less than Prabhupada. Do you know Prabhupada was a businessman? Like I am, or many people here in this hall. And he had his own industry, making pharmaceutical products. But at evening time, when he left his company, going home, on the way, he used to come for 1 hour and clean the floor of the temple hall, which was between his house, between his office and his house. He humbled himself. By cleaning the floor of the temple, your mind gets rid of these anarthas, including pride. Pride is which one? Mad. Okay. Kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad and matsa. Pride is the seed for giving you that feeling that I am superior. Okay. So by doing some humble service, you can only become this. You rid of all these six anarthas, including pride. So, instead of concentrating on what Indra did bad, because Indra is also a devotee, he is taking a role. Like Brahmaji chased his own daughter. I mean, it's not that Brahma is in our parampara, he is a guru. But he took the role. I have been on the stage, I have acted as Shukracharya, I have acted as a demon, I have acted as a Muslim Chaudhary. Doesn't mean that I became Muslim Chaudhary. You see, on the stage I became. But temporarily, I was told that you play the part, so I played the part. Okay, you understood now. So, you should realize that these are great devotees. We are very tucha, we are nothing, we are not comparable. That attitude we should have. Never a feeling that, oh, I have read so much shastras, I know more than anybody else. No, that's very dangerous. Mataji, senior, behind you.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
First of all, I must thank you. You are very magnanimous to answer my stupid questions which are always arising in my mind. And I'm very, very grateful that you clarify my doubts in such a beautiful way. Today's question is not related to the lecture what you have given, but it is a long time thing in my mind. I have been trying to clarify it also. My question is that we suffer according to our karma, good or bad. Bad karma, we suffer good karma. So my question is, when we are doing bhakti so sincerely and we are suffering, right? This means our bad karmas of the previous life. So I ask many friends and God brothers and sisters, they say, no, your next life will be very good. That's true. But my doubt is, suppose I have got severe pain in my stomach, I go to the doctor and I say, doctor, I have got pain in my stomach. He says, okay, I give you this medicine, you take. But it will take effect after 50 years. So how do we eradicate our bad karmas in this life?
Okay. That's a very good question again. See, there is a very good book by a devotee called Mr. Thakkar on the law of karma. Have you got a copy of that book? Have you ever heard of that book? I think it may be in the bookshop, I'm not sure. The law of karma, there are many types of karmas. It's not just there is one type of karma. Okay? So there are certain seeds of karma which blossom immediately. Some will take a little longer time, some take lifetimes, the next lifetime. Now, you are aware of all that, right? We've explained before, or you might have heard from others. Now, actually speaking, the doctor who's giving you the medicine for your stomach, usually if it's an allopathic doctor, he'll give you a medicine which will immediately, within few days, your stomach will be quietened down. But do you know, sometimes these same very medicines have side effects. And they'll erupt up in your skin somewhere. This is what the Ayurvedic doctors explained to me. Because I deal with all type of doctors. So, Ayurvedic doctors usually go to the root of the problem. And allopathic doctors usually go for the symptoms of the problem. I'm just telling what Ayurvedic doctors say. Alright? Now, how they shift the time axis. Now, what happens about bad karma? We accept that we've had bad karmas, otherwise we shouldn't be in this world, right?
Sure.
Now, to get out, only Krishna can help us. If you want, in this lifetime itself. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay? It is guaranteed by Krishna, guaranteed by Prabhupada, guaranteed by so many acharyas, that you can solve your human problem of janma karma, the birth, death, old age and disease. You can solve all your problems. All your past karmas can be burned to bhasma, ashes. If you do this, chant 3.5 crore times the Maha Mantra in your lifetime. Two, I mentioned everything, these five things which Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Yes.
That solves your problem. So what? Forget about the karmas. Don't think of your bad karmas. Think of Krishna only. Because if you keep thinking negatively of your past bad karmas, you are going to create that itself as a seed for future bad karmas. Please try to understand. You understood now?
Yes.
Because many people live in the past.
Yes.
You can't live in the past. Okay? You can only live in the current and plan for the future. You can't live just now in the future. But you can at least plan for your future. And the planning for the future is, let me keep on chanting the holy name of the Lord, regardless whatever happens to me. I may be sick, I may be not well, I may be in bad company, whatever. Even if I am in an unfortunate position, I must keep chanting. If you do that, that is your positive future. Okay? Please never think of your past karmas. Because Krishna, so many times people had asked Prabhupada, what good pious activities we did that we came to you and to Krishna? He said, none. I gave you the good pious activities. I gave you my part of my good karmas to you. Do you know that? Have you read that? So Prabhupada is kind enough to give you also. That's why you are sitting here. And Prabhupada is in front of you. So, you are getting all the benefits. Not, there are 16 million people in Bombay, New Bombay and Old Bombay and whatever Bombay. You see, 16 million of us. How many of them are in this and Juhu and Mira Road temple? Very few. Very few. So, we are benefited. So, have gratitude to Prabhupada and the devotees that they help you all so much. If you are grateful, no? That is also good enough. Have gratitude in your heart. Thank you, Prabhupada, for bringing me here. Thank you, Radhanath Maharaj, for giving us this initiation. Thank the devotees for preparing prasad, which you are going to get very shortly. Okay.
No, Prabhu, I'm very satisfied. I'm grateful. I'm very happy with my bhakti or whatever it is. But you know, when I preach to my relations, at least my friends, come to Mandir, please do japa and all. Say, why should we do? Look at you. You are doing so much. We are seeing you for so many years. You are getting more and more and more problems. No, Baba. We don't want to come to your
Mandir. Mataji, let me tell you frankly, you cannot satisfy all the people all the time in this world. There are some people who are just going to always argue and argue and argue endlessly. Okay? Don't waste your time too much with them. Give them prasad. That's what Prabhupada did. When Prabhupada went to America, there were so many people who were arguing with him in New York. And in New York, I don't know whether you've been to New York.
Yes, sir.
New York is a place which is extremely active. It's thriving. It's vibrating. Okay? Yes. And it's full of young energy. That's New York. Correct. And that's where Prabhupada went, an old man at the age of 70 plus. All right? So, still, he was successful. Why? Because he only did one thing. He fed them prasad. Prasad means mercy. He gave them excellent prasad. Mercy. Alright? Don't argue with them. Don't reply back. Let them ask the question. You say, here is prasad. Alright? Don't talk to them even. Because they won't listen to you.
No.
You see, what is the difference? When a person is prepared to listen to you, then only you can get through to him. When I was doing my doctorate thesis in University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, I took one subject called psychology. Though I was doing engineering, we have liberal arts, etc., which is necessary to complete the units or credits. And one of the subjects I took was psychology. Why? Because I knew I had to deal with human beings in future in my factory, in my office, with everywhere, customers, everyone. In this world, you have to deal with human beings. And every human being is different. But there are certain common traits amongst human beings. Either due to their race, for instance, if you are dealing with Germans, there is a certain trait because their culture is such. Or with the Arabs, the culture is different. Or if you are dealing with Japanese, their culture is different, or Chinese or whatever. Okay. So, this is explained to you in a psychology class. And then again, I learned about negotiation, international negotiation. I teach at the University of Bombay, at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, and other institutions around the world, MBA students. And I teach them what is called international negotiation. But before I teach international negotiation, I teach them psychology of human beings. Because you have to negotiate with a human being. You can't negotiate with a dog. You can't negotiate with an ant. You have to negotiate with a human being. And you must understand the psychology of the person with whom you are going to negotiate. You are not going to negotiate in the same way with an Italian as you negotiate with a Japanese. Follow? The Italian has a different psychology. Or an Englishman has a different psychology. Okay? So, in your home, each person has a different psychology. I know your home. And I know some of your children and nephews and so on. Yes. I've been to your home.
Yes.
Your husband was a good friend of mine, your late husband.
Yes.
And he was a brilliant man. He was a director of music in All India Radio, right?
Yeah.
And for Radhanath Maharaj, he wrote, 1,800 different tunes of Mahamantra. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I know your family. And I know that those guys in your house are very, very litigious. Litigious, you understand?
Yes.
They'll only argue like lawyers. Okay? Now remember one thing. You can win the argument and you can lose the war. Okay? Those words were the words of Sir Winston Churchill.
Yes.
When they lost Dunkirk, they lost a battle. So he declared in the House of Commons in London, we have lost a battle, but we have not lost the war.
The war, yes, I know that.
Okay, so to win this war in this world, because we are at war, actually.
Against Maya.
Against Maya, correct? Against illusion. Yeah. You are against anarthas. There are so many things which are acting against you. Okay? So, you have to learn to be patient, number one. Number two, you have to have mercy and compassion to those others with whom you are dealing. And the best mercy is to give them prasad.
That okay. I always give very generously.
Very good. Prabhuji there wanted to ask a question. Thank you, Pantaji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Most of my answer I have received in the previous two questions, but since I had raised the hand, I feel it that I should continue. In today's lecture, we discussed about the three things, mind, heart, and the soul.
Yes.
This is something related to our daily things, especially in Mumbai.
Yeah.
Whenever in a traffic snarl or everything, our mind is in a very hot state. But normally then people, it's a very common English phrase. They say, no, don't worry, he's very good at heart. This is just for momentary and all that. When we abuse somebody, something happens at the spur of the moment.
Yes.
So, and then the people intermediate and they separate us and all that. But does this karma, which has occurred at the spur of the moment,
yes,
have any effect on our soul or the well-being of our soul or something like that? He said, no, he's very good at heart, don't worry, this is just because of the falling
circumstance. So your question is, please be precise, your question is, yeah, what is the effect on the soul, right?
What is the effect of this on the soul? So if you are good at heart, but does it have a long-term effect on the soul? This is to be a whole thing.
Yeah, you see, the soul does not get affected at all. It is always pure. But it gets covering, you know, like chewing gum. Supposing you sit on a seat and some child has put some chewing gum there. And you're stuck there, you know. You've got all that dirt on you. So this kam krodh lobh moh mad matsa is like chewing gum. Radhanath Maharaj explains it beautifully. And to remove chewing gum, you know, it's a hell of a difficult job. It's not an easy job. You know, you might have experienced, some of you. It's horrible. But especially somebody else's chewing gum. And then that is given to you. So, if your own chewing gum, at least you quietly do to remove it. But the fact of the matter is, when you are associating with someone, they do this nonsense with you, abuse you or whatever you said, then best thing is to chant. Believe me, in the car yesterday, there was so much traffic. To go just 100 yards, it took me 45 minutes. There was some burst of some pipe here. Is it still, I don't know, a chapati? There was some burst of some big pipe. So I came all the way from Lonavala, my farmhouse. Almost I reached the flyover at Marine Drive. They sent us back all the way. And then we had to go some other route. Everything was chock block. So what did I do? I said, Krishna, thank you for making this possible. Instead of 16 rounds, today I'm going to chant my 32 rounds. Right? Just thank Krishna for any situation. That is Prahlad consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj never thought otherwise. He always thanked Lord Narsingadev for whatever happens. Father has abused me so much. I mean, you can't have a father like Hiranyakashipu, or a friend like him, or anybody else. I mean, he was a class by himself. No one was equal to or greater than him in the negative sense of asur. I mean, he's a topmost asur, you see. And that's a father. Now what to do? You can't even separate from him. Talking of Indra. I did say something. Anyway, come on. So, you're clear now? Okay. The soul does not get tainted or touched, but it gets stuck with these things. And the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is the cleansing fluid to clean up. Just like in your bathroom, you need, the cleansing fluid, obviously. So your toilet needs cleansing. So your soul also needs cleansing. You just have to clean. Okay? Hari Bol. Any other questions or comments? I think not. Thank you very much. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna.